Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to our next caller in just a moment, but let me insert these thoughts before we do that. Here's an article that says, Fauci's criminal malpractice and killing of medical freedom. Dated May the 14th, 2021. In this pandemic, it is more important than ever for physicians to act as early as possible to save their patients from serious COVID impacts, hospitalization, death, and instead, when withheld support from this sound medical strategy, we got the Fauci kill zone. And it goes on, ladies and gentlemen, with great detail. As you recall, Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the National Institute of Health said that hydroxychloroquine and other very cheap, very inexpensive medical drugs were not helpful for COVID and prevented physicians from using them, even made it a practice with most pharmacists around the nation that they were not allowed to fill prescriptions for those drugs that were helpful and life-saving. This article says they could have saved lives and most of the illnesses of the other patients. Just as quickly and more as more and more doctors started to use the protocols, the Fauci regime stepped in through the NIH and the FDA guidance to block early use of these outpatient clinic COVID treatments. This article states, many months passed between the time COVID treatments were blocked and COVID vaccines became available. It's called the Fauci kill zone. But what we do not know is that the use of early treatment protocols that were prevented by Dr. Anthony Fauci could have prevented some 70 to 80% of the COVID deaths in America. Hear that. The medications that were prevented by Dr. Anthony Fauci could have prevented at least 70 to 80% of the COVID deaths in America, as documented in the pandemic blunder, which has been the research of this person. Well over 400,000 lives were lost unnecessarily in the Fauci kill zone, and even more from the indirect lives being lost because of government inactions and lockdowns that kill more people than COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, don't ask, don't tell. Goes back to the mantra and the philosophy that was used by the Bill Clinton administration to allow the sodomites to go into the military. He says, don't ask, don't tell. That is, in the induction of a soldier, you can't ask him, is he a homosexual? Does he have AIDS, et cetera, et cetera? And he's not to tell you. And I take that same premise today, ladies and gentlemen, though I disliked that then and I do today. But I take it on the basis that if that was allowed for allowing sodomites to go into the military, it ought to be allowed to prevent anybody from asking you if you have been vaccinated. Now, I don't mind having that conversation with the average worker in the store, the cashier, et cetera. I was in a store the other day with my bride. We started to check out. The lady had a mask on that covered everything but her eyebrows, and she had to keep pulling it down to be able to see, to blink her eyes, and asked her if she was tired of wearing the mask, and she said, yeah. I said, you realize it's killing you? It's destroying your health. And she pulled her mask down to her chin, and she said, yes, it is. And we discovered that she has not been vaccinated. And she said she's afraid to say much about it because of what the company might say or do. And she wanted to know, have you been vaccinated? I said, no, ma'am, I don't intend to be vaccinated. I'm not going to allow something that's going to alter my genes and destroy my health and perhaps take my life to be jabbed into my system. But yet there are multitudes today that have been lied to, And I want to get to the point in this broadcast today, talking about the schools and the businesses, the shops and the store owners and the companies, the hospitals that are now mandating vaccinations for its employees and requiring that to be of the people that enter the facilities. It is absolutely uncalled for, unheard of, just as our previous caller talked about the Leviticus 13 and 14 in relationship to those that were dying in that day. With something they could not control, could not help, and they had to put on the mask, had to put the hands over the face, and hold one hand up, put the hand over the mouth, say, unclean, unclean, because of the disease that they had. Ladies and gentlemen, it is imperative that we understand what's taking place in America today, and it is a, I can't call it a conspiracy, but it's a movement to bring about the total socialist, Marxist, fascist system that will bring all citizens in total subjection to the government. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Doctor. A few points I'd like to bring out. First off, you may not call it a conspiracy, but I will. It is a conspiracy. Get that out of the way. It amazes me. I was watching a program. The commercial break came and says, if I took the shot, I would qualify for the possibility to win $1 million. I'm wondering what the odds would be for an individual to win that $1 million when there's how many millions taking the shot? Now, to me, that kind of shows the backdoor approach to what our government is willing to do to perpetrate these lies. Another point I'd like to bring out is that when a new drug is enrolled and they throw it to the commercials, they have to say certain things. They say may cause sudden death if you take this new prescription drug. Talk to your doctor. Then it says if you're planning to get a vaccine, you may want to talk to your doctor because there could be side effects from the vaccine on the new drug that you're taking. Have they ever warned the world about the potential true hazards of taking this vaccine? I don't believe they have.
No, they're not. And I understand when a person takes that vaccine, Dan, they have to sign a waiver stating that they have been informed as to the dangers of it. And yet they just simply say, sign here. And it's saying that you're signing away the fact that you've been informed. And people that are taking the vaccine are not being properly informed that it could kill you. It could take your life. And if you're female, it could forever sterilize you. In fact, they're finding out more and more now the possibility of not just sterilizing the females, but also the males. They could be sterilized for life as a result of it, not counting the paralyzation, the blood clots, and the potential of death.
Well, I think we forget a lot of what we hear and heard in the past and what we're currently hearing today. I remember when Bill Gates was out in front of the world saying, we need a worldwide pandemic to reduce the world population.
Yes, sir. He said
that. We need. And he kept saying it over the past. And he's gone out and got his patents on the COVID vaccine, as well as Fauci and everything else. The key to everything we are facing today is the lack of a righteous media. The number one tool of control is the media. It always has been. And that's why the Communist Party went in and took over their media, their airwaves, radio, their television, their programming, everything. They knew where to start domination. And that's what America, it has taken all these years for them to reach that domination of the media. And look at what we've witnessed in the last election. Look at what we witnessed when a president of the United States, Barack Obama, can stand in front of the world and lie day in and day out and get away with it. That's a conspiracy.
Absolutely.
And the problem is it takes multiple conspiracies to achieve what they have achieved, such as the takeover of the schools, the takeover of the industry. You look at America, to what has been taken over, not lost, but stolen. We have literally been taken over by one of the most evil concepts the mankind has ever seen, and that is world domination, the New World Order. And the first president I ever heard speak of a New World Order was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, and then George H.W. Bush in his inauguration,
that's
the 41st
right.
president, he used the word New World Order, or the yep. New World Order, the coming World Order, eight times in his inauguration address. But
yep.
we've been watching it creeping now for the past 100 years, and we're watching the net being drawn today, where the end has come, where we're watching our nation, the coup that's been going on for all of these years, for the communist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist, Democratic Party to take over and to rule our nation. But you're talking about the conspiracies, the multiple conspiracies. It's really beyond that. It is a global, satanic, demonic delusion that's taking place. And it goes back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. We're not wrestling against the flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And it's talking about the demonic wickedness that's taking place. But you're exactly right, brother. And all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up. But we need to take a stand. And as I'm saying to our listeners today, say no. I've not been vaccinated. Don't intend to be vaccinated. You can't ask me that question, though. It's don't ask, don't tell is my mantra. Dan, thank you so much for your call and your input. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today, and it is Rand Paul, the only senator that's got the guts, the backbone, to say what he has said. Rand Paul has made this statement. I'm looking at a headline. Rand Paul says, Dr. Fauci could be culpable for the entire pandemic, end quote. And it goes into great detail in this massive article about Dr. Fauci with the head of the National Institute of Health. And Dr. Fauci, in total control of the CDC, whether he says he is or not, he is in total control of the CDC. And it's Dr. Fauci. This article says Rand Paul said Thursday morning, it's becoming clearer that Dr. Anthony Fauci could be culpable for the entire pandemic. In an interview with Fox and Friends, the Republican senator pointed out that the sole U.S. representative of the Health Organization and the World Health Organization, WHO team, investigating the origins of the pandemic was Dr. Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance. His organization was the recipient of funds from the National Institute of Health to conduct research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is emerging as the most likely origin of this pandemic. So NIH gave the money to EcoHealth, and the head of EcoHealth, they got him to investigate whether or not Wuhan was doing anything inappropriate in their lab, Senator Paul said. But if that were then, wouldn't that make him culpable? The Kentucky lawmaker said, doesn't he have a self-interest in smoothing things over now? Ultimately, however, Rand Paul, senator, said someone else was who bears more responsibility, and that is Dr. Anthony Fauci could be culpable for the entire pandemic. And he goes ahead and talks about how Dr. Anthony Fauci made available funds through the back door, $3.7 million, to another organization that was his friend operating the organization, and that friend of his that was operating the organization called EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, is the one that funded them, the Wuhan China Lab. So it came through the hands of Dr. Anthony Fauci. It came through the hands of the federal government with the taxpayer money that Dr. Anthony Fauci was overseeing, made several trips to Wuhan, China to oversee it personally. It was the fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci has his hands in this whole pandemic as being the cause and the effect, and now he's supposed to be the one that's the knight in shining armor to come and save us from the ultimate death from the COVID-19. I believe we have another call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, this is Raymond Johnson again, Biblical Concepts Ministries. Thanks
Good
for taking my call
you.
Again.
I hope everything's going well.
Yes, thank you. Well, I wanted to call and give a follow-up from a discussion last week and then also make an additional announcement. But in regards to our topic today, again, as it was last week with this COVID situation, last week you had on a guest or a caller that had called in, Pastor Simone Fouracre from Word of Faith Church here on the west side of Jacksonville. And she had a doctor at her church yesterday. He was the guest speaker, Dr. William Neals. And so I attended that service, I'm telling you, it was an amazing service and amazing information. And so I just wanted to call to kind of, you know, promote that again and let folks know what the doctor said and how they can go and view this information. But so, again, that was Dr. William Neilds. He is a local doctor here in Jacksonville, so you can look that up. and he's still taking patients as well. So, but, you know, in his message, he understands, which, by the way, we talked about, I'm going to say that he understands the so-called conspiracy. You had brought that up, and another guest caller just mentioned that. And I would say that, you know, I learned from our friend Brandon House of Worldview Weekend, a conspiracy is simply when two or more people are conspiring to do something. So, in a way, it really is a conspiracy. Definitely, you know, we know that the virus is real, but they conspired to create the virus and cause all this harm and do these. You know, they have an agenda.
Yes.
But, so the Dr. Neilds, you know, he understands that there is a nefarious agenda behind the COVID. He was opposed to wearing masks. I mean, you know, as a professional doctor. And was not in favor of the vaccine and said that it was not necessary. He was not a complete anti-vaxxer, you know, but he was absolutely not in favor of treating COVID with this current vaccine, and did also, you know, mention some of the bad things that were in it and that kind of thing. And, but, you know, and he was for treating it. It was completely unnecessary to use and create such a vaccine. It's not the way to go. And he was promoting using the ivermectin, as we discussed last week. Now, so I can't, you know, I'm not good at, you know, relaying all that information, but you can go straight to the right source and view this. And I want to encourage everybody real quick to go to the Jacksonville Word of Faith Facebook page or their YouTube page. They're on Facebook and YouTube, Jacksonville Word of Faith, and you'll simply see the video posted from yesterday's date for the service, and you can view what the pastor said. And so, and he's also willing to speak to other churches and other organizations. I asked him about that. So by all means, if you'll just simply look up Dr. William Neilds here and call his office for that. And I want to make a quick second announcement unrelated, and then I'll let you go back to your conversation. So I'd love to give your listeners an opportunity to put their faith in action, especially for those that may be retired or happen to have a time available. Tomorrow, I got a great opportunity for everybody. If you are available and would like to go with us, the Florida Family Policy Council is sponsoring a free bus trip and a free lunch that will be catered over to Tallahassee. There is a special legislative session in session this week, and as much as we love Governor DeSantis, we love him, support him, we appreciate him, he's doing a great job, but he is incurred, we're not always going to agree, he's pushing the state legislature to pass a gambling expansion bill. I don't know everything about the details of it, don't have time to go into that, but I will say that Florida Family Policy is opposed to this and many other Christian organizations. So we're taking a free sponsored bus trip. The bus will leave Jacksonville at 9 a.m. in the morning. We'll be there by noon. We're going to have a rally, you know, at the courtyard, and then we'll go and actually lobby our own legislators of those of us that show up. And the bus will leave again at 2:30. We're only there 2.5 hours, so that puts us back, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock something. So it's a quick day trip, completely free. You can sign up for that.
Raymond, quickly give us a contact number that somebody could call that they could make that connection for us.
Exactly. I was just going to give you the website. Well, if you'd like, you're welcome to call me 904-338-4751, but sign up online. Just go to flfamily.org, flfamily.org, so they know how it's only one bus. We need to know how many's coming. We need to fill that bus, flfamily.org. Thank you,
that
Pastor.
Sounds great.
I appreciate
Raymond, thank you so much for your information and for the invitation on that. I believe we have Tom on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I'd like you to answer a few questions. You're talking about, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Well, I'm going to have to tell I've noticed that the Biden administration gave the Palestinians about $350 million. They went out and bought them a new supply of rockets from the Iranians, and now they're blowing up Israel. The price of gas rises by the day. Now they're saying that inflation is on its way. The only way they're going to curb inflation is raise interest rates, which will pretty well destroy the housing market, the car market. That's going to bring quite devastation. I just wonder where will all this end? You know, they gave Russia a free pass on hacking the pipeline. The only bright spot I see is the only states that ran out of gas were the blue states. Florida didn't run out. South Carolina didn't run out. North Carolina didn't run out. But Georgia ran out. So do you think that all this proof the Biden administration don't have a clue what they're doing, could this be the last of the Democrats?
There, no question about it. Let me answer it two or three ways very succinctly. Number one, it is very clear and obvious to everyone that's looking on, including all of our global leaders, that Joe Biden is not in control. Joe Biden is simply the puppet. The puppeteers behind the scene happens to be George Soros, happens to be AOC, happens to be Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and most of all, Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biden has already admitted that he talks to Obama every day, either by phone or in person. Those are the ones that is literally we're watching Obama 2.0. We're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama in office with the puppet, with the Trojan horse, the puppet, the Manchurian president that's in the office that's named Joe Biden. Number two, we're watching the building up of a major inflationary spiral that I have said for several weeks now, several months in particular in relationship to the stock market. I believe by the fall quarter, by the last quarter, the fall of this year, we're going to watch an implosion financially on the financial markets. Right now in the stock market, about 34,000, it's about 50%, if not more, simple air that's inflated in there because of big tech, because of what's happening with Wall Street and their support of the Biden administration and the Biden cabal. And whatever the Biden cabal is doing, it's inept at the very least. It's going back making Jimmy Carter look like a pristine president. And Joe Biden is against Israel. Joe Biden is not for Israel. Joe Biden is one that funded, as you said, another $350 million to the terrorists, the jihadists in Israel that's now trying to destroy Israel. Their goal is to destroy Israel. Joe Biden wants to have a two-state solution dividing Jerusalem into Arab state and the Israeli state. And it's not going to happen. God's not going to allow Israel to be destroyed. God's not going to allow Jerusalem to be divided, according to the Word of God. So we need to understand what God is doing. But Joe Biden is totally ignorant of that. He is absolutely unable to do anything in office as president but to mangle and destroy our economy, to destroy our world global relations, and to undermine, tear down, and destroy the nation of Israel if possible. Israel, in his mind, should not exist. Israel, in his mind, should be in the hands of those Palestinian, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or the Palestinian Organization as it's called today. And that is absolutely contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the policy that was put in place by President Donald J. Trump, contrary to what we ought to do as conservative, Christian, patriotic Americans. You're exactly right. So I don't offer any hope for the future from that standpoint. All I can say is the Word of God says that we ought not to have a spirit of fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear. The Word of God says that we need to look up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draws near. The Word of God says we ought not to put our trust and confidence in man. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no hope. Our hope and our help is in God through the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and that is all. But Tom, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe we have Bob on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Young, I got a few things to comment on. Number one, how do we know which person would be allergic to the vaccine? Just like, you know, some people are allergic to peanuts, you know, so how do we know? So you shouldn't be forcing somebody to take something. They're taking a gamble with their own health. And the other thing is that pipeline deal. I worked in the oil industry. I pumped oil. You could open it up manually. I know that for a fact because I pumped oil myself. And so there's just a couple of things to think about, you know. And I don't know. I just know how the story ends. I'll be glad for the story to end.
You're exactly right. One of the things that we see taking place, too, Whitmire in Michigan is not talking about shutting down that major oil transmission pipeline there. And as a result of just simply the Biden administration's already clamping down on oil refinement, oil drilling, natural gas drilling, fracking, et cetera, the price of gasoline, I understand, as of yesterday, and most of California is running about $7 a gallon. I've said for months and months now that by June of this year in America, we'd be looking at here in the this part of America, we'd be looking at $5 to $6 a gallon, and we're on the fast track for that. And yet the Biden administration, as somebody said a moment ago, gave a free pass to Russia and what they had done in shutting down the oil transmission lines through Colonial Pipeline. And so we're watching all of this calamity take place, and it's not happenstance. It is something that is the way a nation is overthrown by Marxism, is to bring about division, to divide society, to dethrone God, and to bring about fear. And that fear allows the socialist, Marxist, fascist then to take full control. And so, Bob, you're exactly right. Our only hope is in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If we place our trust and confidence in man, we're absolutely doomed to begin with. But we're watching the grand crescendo being built up. And I believe that God is still on the throne. I believe God is still watching over us. And I believe that we win in the end. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that very serious subject today. And I'm looking at an article here. It says, Super Rockstar Rips Vaccine Propaganda After Disastrous Reactions to the COVID Shot. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with the disastrous results of the COVID shot. And yet Nancy Pelosi is saying that she wants everybody in the House and the Senate, she wants everybody in the House to be vaccinated before they can stop wearing the mask. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a forced submission, a forced control, and a conditioning of Americans to accept the government rule by fiat over our lives, our health, our strength, and where we go and what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.